Okay, so coming to the end of the mission over here, so or Mishnah Hey. So we saw last time. So let's just read the mission again. Hu Yomer again. Hillel would say, "Ein bor yirechet." A boar can't be a yirechet, which we saw from the Kamarna. The way he taished it was that someone who is like sort of like satisfied with their avodas Hashem. That's what a boar comes from the word bar, which is a pit. In other words, water in a bar doesn't become renewed. It doesn't increase. It just sits there, you know. So that's what a boar is. Someone that just satisfied with their avodas Hashem. And he said, like we saw last time. You know, he says Kriya Shema, he puts on tefillin like he puts on stones. He chirps some tilim. He learns some Mishnayos and Gemara. Maybe even says a nice pshetel. And he says ain't tzaddik kamaisa. There's no right. So that's a boar. So a boar is not a yirechet. A boar is not yirechet. He can't. He's not afraid. He's not. It doesn't bother him his own deficiencies. If he was sensitive to his own deficiencies, then he would always be propelled weiter. He would always see himself as missing. And pushing himself right there, he's not a yirechet. V'lay amar tzchasid, and then he said, okay, so now, but the person, then you could go beyond the boar. What's the next step up? Next step is an amaretz. What's an amaretz? An amaretz is already a big madriga. It's a tzaddik and a gevaldige person. Tzaddik geyser, he's mekayim. He's the Rebbeinu Shlomo is geyser. He's mevatel. Mamish, unbelievable. But he's not a chasid, because the chasid is someone whose avodas Hashem has brought him to a place of ayin. Of nothingness, where Imamish doesn't care at all about his own madregis, his own hasagis. All he wants is just to be mekadesh Yom Shemayim, and it doesn't make a difference at all. It's like I think I mentioned this, or maybe it was like after the story with the Baal Shem when he was a kid with his cap. Did I mention?
Yeah, last week you mentioned.
Yeah, it okay, fine. I don't know if any, maybe some of you
didn't.
So the Maisa goes that the Rebbe was he was a little kid, 6 years old, and he was walking in. I'm not going to try to pronounce the name of the town, the name of the city. There you go. So he's walking. His father was the Rav. So he was walking there. It was during the summer or one of the summer months, and he was worn with like a very heavy, like a winter cap. So there was a yid over there that was like a maskil. So he saw Mendel. And he said, Mendel, it's so hot outside, take off your cap. So he said, I can't, I need a covering for my head. So he said, I'll take the ganem. So the little kid, he said back, what's the nafkamina? So either way, Yid's going to ganem. You're going to ganem, I'm going to the nafkamina. Right, so that's a chosid. That's a chosid. It's a madrig of ayin. It's not a matter of like, okay, as long as I don't go to Gehenna, so fine, if you're taking Gehenna, who's going to take? No. It's like, what's an afkamin who goes to Gehenna? If a yid's going to Gehenna, it's a problem. Right? That's what he's anyway, fine. So the Mishnah continued. V'leya b'ayishan lamed, right? That's someone that's too shy that it can't learn. So the Kamarna highlighted not just being shy, but you have to even be chutzpedik. V'leya kapta malamed. A Rebbe can't be too... Sure. Can't be a captain. So anyway, so right, because as he explained, because the Rebbe has to be a merkav for chesed. So that's the idea of chesed. Okay, so then the Mishnah continued. That's what we're up to. So the Mishnah continued. V'loy kalamar v'bischayr machkim. Not everyone that is mar v'bischayr, that like, you know, sort of is matzliach in business, does that mean that they're a chacham? Again, chacham, the pashtus means entire. That doesn't necessarily translate. Hatzlach and Parnassah doesn't say translated in Hatzlach and learning. Welcome Shein Anoshim, and when there's no people, Hashal Yisish, you should be the guy. So that's what we saw. Okay, so let's see how the Kamara Taishes that. On page Sanach Pez, yeah? Schaira, right? So Schaira means business, right? But the word Schaira also comes to the word the way the Kamara is going to Taish it. Schar means like to circle something. Schar. So he says like this. Schaira means in Yanu Ailam Hazeh. Schara it means business, but it means in his borrowed term, it means all in yanei oilam hazeh shall klipas noiga. We know that according to the Swarm, we know there's three dimensions of reality. There's holy things, right? There's ra, there's tumah, and there's klipas noiga. Klipas noiga are things that are neutral. Business is fundamentally neutral. Eating and drinking, sleeping. It's you decide if you're going to draw it to the side of kedusha. Or whether Chas V'Shalom it'll be drawn to the side of Tumah. That's our choice. So that's called Klipa Snai. Klipa means a shell, that's usually negative. Nagin means glowing, which is usually positive. So, because it could go both ways, klipas nagin. So why? So the word schaira is a reference to, again, in yana elam haza shel klipas nagin, because it says in pasuk v'nagin loy saviv. When Yechezkel had the vision of the Merkava, which is really in the beginning of Sefer Yechezkel, where it talks about Yechezkel's nevuah and he sees the chariot and all these inyanim. Every navi experienced that. It's just that Yechezkel, he articulated it and he was megalit. So over there, it describes on his way to the place of kedusha, he has to cross through a heavy cloud and fire. That's the sitra achra. He has to go through those barriers, and then he gets to the place of noiga, and it's described as noiga loy saviv. It's described as like a surround. Reason again on a simple level, just as we said before, is because it could go up and down, right? It's like what the pasuk says, that blocking Adam from returning to the Eitz HaChayim, Hashem put Malachim with a revolving sword of flame. Because like that's the, you know, if the Klipas Noiga has to do with that, because it's like it could go up, it could go down. You know what I'm saying? It's not linear in that sense of like Mutter or Aser, right? Things, or Chayiv or Aser, you know what I'm saying? Like Tefillin, you have to put on it's holy. Chazer, you can't eat, it's treif. What's with a cup of water? You can drink it, as long as you don't take. The question is how you drink and why you drink it. So it's more, it's not as obvious like that. It's not as linear of like there's an up and there's a down. It's more circular. So noiga loy saviv. Again, that's just why the word schaira is a reference to noiga. Schar, schar. Because the word schar means to go around. So again, so going back. So loy kolamar b'schaira machkin. In other words, yesha machkin v'oysa kol b'yichudim v'kedusha. Now there's just... So, what's the point of this Mishnah? One of the major like sort of themes in the Mishnah, the way the Gemara is explaining it, is to like set high standards for yourself, right? Don't be a boor, you know, and don't even be an amoritz, right? So he's saying, so let's say a person is marba b'schayra. What does it mean to be marba b'schayra? On a deeper level, again, if schayra means l'klipas noiga, marba b'schayra means like you're doing good with avoid of klipas noiga. You're makbet to make sure everything is, kedasu kedin, you're doing business well, you're eating and drinking properly, making brachas. It's gevaldik. You're marba b'schayra. Loikol marba b'schayra machken. That doesn't mean that you're a chacham. What does it mean, a chacham? So he says, yesh machken v'ayis hakol b'yichudim ekdusha. Because there's hari madrigas, you should know there's hari madrigas. There's madrigas of drinking. You made a bracha. You're thirsty. You made a bracha. So officially, you're being involved with klipas noiga properly. You're marber b'schayra. Okay, but then there's other madrigas. There's drinking. There's drinking the water with yichudim, with kavanas in mind. And you, like we mentioned this, I think one time that the Kamaran himself gives an example of a person's thirsty and they drink a cup of water. And I'm regretting drinking this water when I was thirsty. I didn't have that in mind. But now maybe it's my own tshuva now. But you drink the cup of water and you have in mind, Rebbe Hashem, I'm thirsty, and Bez Hashem, this water should satiate me. Well, Klal Yisrael is also thirsty for Elikos. You should say, so all of a sudden, like it becomes a tefillah, it becomes a yichud. It becomes a yichud. Like this, it becomes an avoida. So that's called chachma. That's called a chacham. The Zohar has a lashon, the chachma is beriru, that the ultimate purification and clarification of all things comes with chachma. So in other words, the ultimately to really truly uplift something of klipas noiga to the side of kedusha isn't enough to just make sure you follow shulchan aruch and you make a bracha when you drink the cup of water. But it's to mamish turn the cup of water. I mean, kivyachal, I'm going to say this language, I don't mean it literally, but like to turn it into a pair of tefillin kivu. Like it becomes an avoida. That's called chachma. But chachma is beriru. With chachma, things can become really clarified. So loy kolamar b'bischayra machin. Not everyone that's mar b'bischayra is on the madrig of machin. So he says, again, yeshu machin v'aisakal b'yichud ha'mekdusha. V'yesh nisher tibish b'gashmin v'tibshalas. Some people just keep the cup of water as it is, right? And be that fool, which I was 2 minutes ago, right? So the dive is a maskil of avoda, and that's if a person's be a maskil and avoda is Hashem, that's when it's be a machkim. Okay. Then the final line was, makim she'en anoshim, right? In a place where there's no people, hishtadli yisish, right? In other words, again, the simple pshat is there's no one teaching Torah, so you teach. There's no, you know, if there's a gap. So he says like this, V'makim she'en anoshim tzadikim. And as anoshim over here references, is a reference to tzadikim. So shetekanim maseim atayvim, and you know, it's to be jealous of their good deeds. Veimala moischa be'esh lahavis shalhavis, and you know, you connect the tzaddikim and so on, and they pick you up with their fire, and you're uplifted like that. So b'makim she'ein anoshim. But if there's no b'makim where there's no tzaddikim like that, hishtavli is this tzaddik, then you become that tzaddik. I v'lo yisgar b'cha yitzricha, and don't let your yitzhara chepe with you. Shadai l'cha shatatayv na'amadara. So in other words, like b'makim she'ein anoshim. There's no obvious big tzaddikim. The truth is between me and you, and whoever's listening. I've been told by tzaddikim that no. You know, like Lama Bav Tzaddikim, right? There's like hidden Tzaddikim, right? So it's like, you know, Schwarz of Wolf, those stories, you know? So I was told by very, very holy people that you mamish never know. I don't mean like, you know, you meet a Yid, you know, like, okay, Amichlun Tzaddikim, every Yid's holy, because like we saw last time, I think the previous Mishnah, you can't judge a person until they're in their place, because maybe they're doing bigger of this Hashem than you. But I mean, even more than that, the imamish never know. You could have a year that's walking around, you know. I give it. It's something you throw out. Yeah, I'll give an example. I was told. I hope no one's offended by this. The year that told me this to me. So you have to. Anyway, there's a very holy Jew, and he told me. He knew of people that were the way he describes, like business people that went around in blue shirts. You know, but you have to understand, like, you know what I'm saying? And he said, and these are people that were, huh?
They went to
Kovitzkan. Yeah, that's right. But it's just the way, you know. And he's saying, and you should know, and these people were such big Bali Madrega. Many examples of their, but we're talking about like big Bali Hasaga, like Mamish Lama, like Mamish, holy, the Iluyim, the Shamis, and like, big things like you mamish don't know. So even though it's like Mara's talking about welcome Shane and Ashton, a place where there's no tzaddikim. I'm just saying in the side, you don't know. You don't know if there's no tzaddikim.
They're big tzaddikim in the way they've ever said before me, they're big tzaddikim.
Like mamish. No.
They have the glories.
Like mamish, giluyim, giluy elio, neshamis, fasting all day, ad kdei kach, like there's madrigas of, okay, the example he gave is that there's a certain madrig in the Vodas Hashem where a person reaches and they're involved with Gashmias, the Kedusha, with Yichudim, to such a degree that maybe it's not so nice to say, but when they go to the bathroom, it doesn't smell. So he says he knew a Yid that went around like a businessman in Brooklyn, blue shirts, he said, the way he described it, you know what I mean? And like clean shaven, all this is, but it was such a big Baal Madrega that when he went to the bathroom, it didn't smell. That's a very, I mean, I never heard of such a thing, but okay, evidently this madrig is like this. Again, I'm putting this in parentheses. But he says, okay, welcome to Shein Anoshim, a place where there's no tzaddikim, like this. So, shtadli yasish, then you'll be the tzaddik. But the Yetzar is going to say, yeah, listen, look around. Relatively speaking, you are the tzaddik. Don't let the Yetzar say that. V'lo yisgar b'cha yitzricha, don't let the Yetzar chep it with you. Shadai l'cha, that it's enough. Sha'at atoiv mi amadara, that you're better than the ami ha'aretz around you. Over here, amadara, he's talking, he means, you know, the simple term, you know, that it's enough. Va'at atzadik imenu, and you're better than everyone else. So, you know, what does it say by Noach? Ish tzadik tamim ha'i b'daroiso. So that's enough. So he says, no. El ishtadil b'zrizas v'simcha b'leiv toiv v'yis ish. It's Gabriel Yitzchak. No, you have to be the tzaddik. You have to be the tzaddik. So that's an achrayus that he has to take upon himself. The Rabban is, when you look at other people and when Hashem looks at us, then it's like tzaddik tamim b'dayroisav. Then Hashem can say, okay, relatively speaking to everyone else, he's a, you know, and that's how you look at other people. But for yourself, ishtadli yisish. You have to hold yourself to higher standard. That's the side of this mission of holding oneself to a higher standard and keep on pushing by turn. Okay, that's Hashem. We'll stop with this. See you next time.
Okay, so I started.